All right, it's Thursday, November 29th, about 13 minutes to the top of the hour. And as always, it's time for Arts Up here on KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. And we have the Executive Director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, Nancy DeCherney, in the studio. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is an amazing week.
It's the prelude to the big week, and it's still amazing,
it's
right?
It's a big week, and it's so, I mean, you cannot go wrong this week. There's music, there's dancing, there's art, there's things to think about. This is a great week, and I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches we have for you this week.
Where do we start?
Start tonight, 7 to 8:30, Marion Call at Goldtown Nickelodeon. She's going to be playing a concert with Laura and Andy Zahasky, and you can get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. Just go on down to Goldtown Nickelodeon. And from 6 to 8, oh, you don't want to do that. It's a meeting. we got plenty of other things to do. Franklin is opening, and I think there's a pay-as-you-can tonight, maybe. So that's at 7:30, and opening night is Friday night.
It's over at Perseverance Theater,
yeah.
Over
on the island. It's a small island off the north. North America. And you've already talked about the evening at Egan, Molly of Denali, and that's at 7 to 8 p.m. That's a free thing that you can go to out there. Saturday, it's the Craft and Collectible Fair at 2 p.m., the Great American Songbook Series with the Juno Cabaret. They're singing songs by Harry Warren. On Saturday, it's at the Alaska State Museum at 2, and then on Sunday, it's out at the Valley Library at 6. And these are pay-as-you-can things, and it's wonderful local. I know Margot Youngberg is going to be singing, just wonderful local singers. So don't miss those. You got two opportunities. There's the every other Saturday drawing group at the Canvas in the evening on Saturday, late afternoon. The Juno Student Symphony Holiday Concert is at the Jack at 7 p.m. on Saturday. They'll be playing music of Bach, Mozart, Dvorak, all sorts of things, as well as popular seasonal favorites.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that's free, with the donations being welcome, of course. Gold Street Music at Resurrection Lutheran Church at 7:30 has all sorts of people. Ryan Coulander, Sam Anderson, Tom Kaufman, Mike Truax, the Marimba Band Marimba Orchestra will be the entire second half. This is $5 at the door. There is an elevator available, so over at Resurrection at 7:30. And you've already just had the She-Haw drag show on, right?
That's right.
At 8. So there's just, that's a fun thing. Also, there's the Real Rock film over at Centennial Hall on Saturday night. On Sunday, as I mentioned, you can go to the Songbook Series. There's pickleball at the Jack on Mondays from noon to 2. It's $5. Just come on over and do the thing. It's fun. People are having fun. On Tuesday, Inside Passages at 5:15, what is art therapy and how can it help people? This is at the Juno Alliance for Mental Health. And just come on down and find out about that. As I said, there's so many things to learn and do and whatnot. Wednesday, you've got a salsa workshop with Heather. I don't know if many people. Heather Hoagland used to live here, and she's going to be back in town teaching salsa at the Red Dog, Cuban salsa. And that no partner or experience is necessary. So if you're at level one, come at 6. If you're at level two, come at 7:30. And by the time you've done level one, you'll be at level two. So you got a great evening ahead for you to dance there. That same day, Wednesday, there's a movie, The Five Seasons, The Gardens of Piet Udolf. This is a fundraising thing for the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, and it's at the Goldtown Nickelodeon, 7 o'clock, as I said, $5 donation at the door. Wildlife Wednesday at the University of Alaska, we'll be talking about carnivore conservation. Also on Wednesday at 7, and there's a Mountainside Open Mic and Art Night. This is the new music program at the Rookery. So bring a song to share or bring art supplies and do some art while you listen to some music by local people. As I said, there's so much to do, and it's so creative and so fun.
It is great. That's quite a list, as always, and remind us where we can see all of these.
You can see it at the jahc.org or ktoo.org. And I want to remind people also, Saturday morning is when wearable art tickets will go on sale for all the people who are Arts Council members. So if you're wanting to get your wearable art ticket, make sure your membership is in order and come on down. Doors are going to open at 9.
So I'm thinking next week is the big December gallery walk.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Week. It's huge. They're putting out a Sears and Roebuck catalog for it this year. It's just amazing. There's going to be a trolley. There's going to be, I mean, it's going to start way down there and go all the way over there. And it's amazing. There's about 55 different things listed so far, and not everybody's got their stuff in. So,
yeah, the show's already like double booked next week. I was going to say we should give you more time, but there just won't be.
There won't be any time. So just plan on Friday night. Put your walking shoes on and take your vitamins, and it's going to be a long, fun, exciting evening of really wonderful things out and about.
It's Nancy DeCherney of the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. Find a list of all the things we just talked about at jahc.org or ktoo.org. Nancy, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.